Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Today, relatives from near and far are gathering together around tables in celebration of our National Day of Thanksgiving. For a few hours, BlackBerries, iPhones, and cell phones are silent. Email sits unread. And except for the Macy's Parade or one of many football games, we do without watching television. Thanksgiving is one of the few days where we pause to reflect on those wonderful people in our lives for which we are most grateful. As we gather around our own tables with family and loved ones, we at National Right to Life have reason to be thankful for so much. Above all else, we are thankful for millions of grassroots pro-lifers whose daily sacrifices are the reason we are able to advance our common pro-life goals. Without you, our staff in Washington would lack the resources to accomplish the work necessary to achieve the successes we have in the greatest human rights cause of our era. I'm talking about both financial resources and your prayers on behalf of unborn babies and their mothers. They do not go unheard, and your prayers on behalf of the NRLC staff are the bread that nourish us. Your sacrifices are a beautiful demonstration of a kindness toward strangers. By this, of course, I mean those countless unborn children and their mothers, and those who are medically dependent and disabled whom we may never meet, but who are the unseen beneficiaries of our pro-life work. Please remember, our efforts, no matter how small they may seem, save lives. We are all thankful for our pro-life public officials who courageously stand up for the rights of the unborn, elderly, and medically dependent and disabled. We strive to protect vulnerable human life, but our efforts would be in vain if we were not blessed with pro-life champions serving in the 50 state houses and the United States Congress. These men and women have enacted numerous pro-life laws that protect unborn children and aid their mothers in a time of great need. From parental involvement laws to women's right to know informed consent laws and legislation to provide ultrasounds for women considering abortion, we have enacted many that save many lives. It is no accident that the annual number of abortions decreased from a high of 1.6 million in 1990 to 1.2 million today. Imagine what we have done together has saved the lives of more than 4.5 million children. We also give thanks for the continuing flood of new pro-life volunteers. The hearts of these men and women, perhaps like someone listening today, were broken when they saw the damage abortion has inflicted on our great country. Like Samuel, they heard the call and responded, "Here I am." No day of Thanksgiving would be complete without a heartfelt acknowledgement of all those family members and loved ones who support us. The forces we oppose are very powerful and enormous. Time and effort is required to defeat them. The forces we oppose are very powerful and enormous time and effort is required to defeat them. The love of our families provides us with the strength and courage to continue. And lastly, we are thankful for each other. Pro-lifers are a tightly knit community. We celebrate our victories together, and together we console each other when our efforts are unsuccessful. Everything we do, from stuffing envelopes to manning exhibits at fairs to making calls and sending emails to legislators, we do everything as pro-life brothers and sisters. On behalf of all of us here at National Right to Life, thank you for everything you do for unborn babies and their mothers, the elderly and infirm, and the medically dependent and disabled. We know that everything we are doing, together, is making a difference in so many lives. We pray that your Thanksgiving Day overflows with the love and laughter of family and friends.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.